While the city of Hastings continues to combat the COVID-19 situation, KDWA Sports is able to catch up with Phil Vargas of Hastings Parks and Recreation, as he first notes that recreational sports will not take place in Hastings until at least March 4th. It'll all be up to Governor Walz.
Yeah, so we are following the guidelines that the governor has set forth, and right now, at this time, that's looking to be about May 4th, that something could potentially, we could start holding some programs and leagues. Obviously, the word potential is key there. We know that the things are changing daily. But right now, as a department, we're kind of planning things as potentially starting some things in May. And that would include our adult softball league and our adult volleyball league. And kind of behind that is we are preparing for things to get pushed back into May, possibly June, possibly July. So we're planning quite a few different scenarios, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
At last week's city council meeting, Hastings decided not to go with a set date and to continue to abide by Governor Walz's deadlines. With that said, that's going to put some pressure on the Hastings Parks and Recs Department, knowing they might have to be ready at a moment's notice.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do our best to be ready when that opportunity comes. Obviously, with all the referees and officials that it takes to get these things running, hopefully people will be ready to go. After all, everyone is going through the same thing right now, and I think everyone wants to get out and play and socialize. We want to provide that opportunity as soon as possible when we're given that opportunity. But yeah, it's a little different right now. We'll have to be ready because we know that people will be ready to get out and play with each other as we go.
Vargas on advice he would give to athletes that are waiting to get outside into the parks and play in the leagues.
Yeah, so there's three things I'm kind of telling everyone. First of all, I want to reassure everyone that we're going to do our best to have some sort of season. Whether that means that we get to start in May or if things get pushed back into June or July, our goal is at some point this summer or spring to get teams out there playing. And if that means a very short season, so be it. But we know that people are going to want to get out and play when we're finally able to get out. And second, get your team registered. You can do that online right now. I know our facilities aren't open currently, but you can do that online or you can email me and I can take care of that registration for you. And actually, thirdly, we're asking teams to hold off on payment right now, just because we aren't sure what kind of effect this is going to have on the length of our season, and if our season does get shortened up, it's going to change the registration fee. So for right now, we want people to kind of hold tight on paying us for right now until we really know what that fee is going to look like. That way, we're not issuing a whole bunch of refunds as things progress here. So those are the three things that players and teams can be doing right now.
Vargas notes to stay tuned as to when some of our adult leagues will begin.
Yeah, you know, certainly on the league's end, we'll have things updated online as things go. I have an email list of all my former managers that I am in pretty constant contact with if we have any updates, but obviously not everyone gets those. So check our website. We're actually kind of updating that website a little bit here at the beginning of April, so that'll look a little cleaner and nicer. But yeah, just keep checking that, and obviously email me if you have any questions. I know I get a lot of questions too from people that maybe have just moved into the community that are looking to get on a team. We do have a free agent form that you can always fill out, and we try and get you connected with the team managers to get on a team for the season.
That was Phil Vargas with Hastings Parks and Recreation.